Welcome back to Sports Day. Thanks to Repco, from navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks. For 100 years, Repco's been driven by passion, and it's fantastic to have a man who is very, very passionate about his code and particularly about his club right now, and that is the coach of the Brisbane Broncos. His name is Kevin Walters, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, Kev. How are you, mate?
Welcome. Yeah, thank you. Great to be on the show, boys.
Things going a lot better in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I have been, yeah. Well, sort of the last month, I mean, we got a bit of a touch-up from Penrith, but they've sort of, we weren't alone there. They've put the cleaners through a few clubs. I think Penrith and Melbourne are the two standout teams, and I guess the rest of us are chasing those two down. But, yeah, and then we sort of strung three wins together with, on the back of some really strong defence, which I've been really happy and really proud about. So, yeah, things are looking a lot rosier than they were sort of this time last year, but still a lot of work to be done to get us back to, you know, where we were sort of in our heyday.
You mentioned, Kevin, three wins in a row, with all due respects to Canterbury, who you beat 34-14. To knock over the Sharks and then South Sydney, they're two powerhouse clubs, so that must give you a bit of faith you're doing something right and heading in the right direction.
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, the players, to their credit, have worked, you know, really hard this year, and Adam Reynolds has been a godsend for us, really, with just his personality, his character, and the way he goes about his footy. He's a very relaxed type of person. He's the captain of the side this year as well, so he's just leading the way in many avenues. And then we picked up a couple of other guys who've got good experience. Kurt Capewell's played State of Origin, won a premiership last year with the Panthers, so he's been really good for us as well. And Ryan James, the unsung hero, who hasn't played a lot with us in the last two or three weeks, but he's another very experienced player that just sets good moods and good capabilities around our training and what we're doing there. So, yeah, they've been good for us, and we're looking forward to, obviously, the Magic Weekend. There's a bit of rain coming down in Brisbane this weekend, but that won't stop the footy going ahead.
Absolutely. Kevin, I was about to ask you about the Magic Round up in Brisbane. Tell us about it, because in the AFL, on this side of the world, it's obviously not at a stage where you can conduct all matches in one city on one weekend, but Magic Round's pretty special, particularly for Queensland. Everyone heads up to Suncorp, and it's a fantastic carnival atmosphere, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you can't do it in the AFL. You might have to use two venues, maybe. But so all the games are at Suncorp, so we've got two games tomorrow night. The first game will kick off at 6, and then the second game, which is us, will kick off at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, there's three games, and on Sunday, there's three games. So it's just a festival of rugby league. And for the rugby league fans, they just love it so much. I mean, all the fans get in there with their club jerseys, and they even actually watch the teams that they don't like so much. They like to see them lose or not do so well. So it creates a great atmosphere. And Suncorp, the stadium capacity is about 55,000. And tomorrow night, there's about 50 coming through, depending on the weather, of course. Well, 50,000 tickets have been sold. Saturday night sold out. Of course, the Melbourne Storm are playing Penrith in the main game there at 7:30 at Suncorp. So you can't get a ticket on Saturday. And Sunday's about 50,000, I believe, and growing as well. So, you know, magnificent numbers. And what a great state we've got here. What a great stadium we've got here in Queensland when it comes to, you know, rugby league.
Hey, Kev, just on this point, though, Manly have to come to your state to play. Do they get one back later in the year? I mean, how does that part work?
No, they don't. It's just the way the cookie crumbles in the old days. And Manly, by the way, will be taking our home shed, so that's a huge advantage for them. We'll have to go in the away shed to prepare for the game. But
come on.
Yeah, but last year they put the bloody cleaners to us. It got to like 40-something to not a whole lot. So we're looking forward to, you know, putting in a much better performance to that. And Manly, they've got, a lot of the teams have, you know, if their team's not Brisbane, they have other, you know, teams that they support. So there will be a lot of people from out of town that are coming in as well. But, of course, a lot of these Sydney teams, before the Broncos came into the competition, enjoyed great support from Queensland people. So it really does make for a fun weekend. If you're a supporter of any of those teams, it really is. And some of the fans, just it's great seeing them, you know, getting together with the banter about their club and their side and how they're going. So it's a really fun weekend for all the supporters of the game.
Absolutely. Chatting with Kevin Walters, Brisbane Broncos coach, on Sports Day. Now, I thought you'd be a bit nervous confronting one Trbojevic, not just two Trbojevic, but there's three. What's going on? Where's this going to stop?
There's three of the buggers, and they're all playing good footy as well. So, That's been the focal point for us this week. Focusing on our own game and our own performance, but also what's on in the opposition. And Tom Trbojevic, their fullback, is one of the best players in the NRL. And his older brother, Jake Trbojevic, plays in the middle, and he's one of the better middle forwards in the game. And now they've got a younger brother that's come in last weekend. He's had about four or five games in first grade. He sort of plays on the wing or in the centres, and he's picked up two or three tries last week down in Manly at their home game. So they're full of confidence, the Trbojevic boys, and they are a good family. They're a good, it's great when a family of that size with three boys representing in the NRL. It's a terrific effort. I'm not sure that's happened in the AFL at all. I had a couple of brothers that played in the NRL. We played together with both of them, but there was never three of us on the field at any one time. So it's a super effort from that family to get where they are.
Well, the Danaher's, and of course we've got the big freeze, Kevy, just around the corner for Neil Danaher, who sadly has just recently lost his voice due to a motor neurone disease. Oh. He played with his brothers Neil and Terry. They represented the Eston Football Club back in the days when I was running around, mate, when you were running around playing back in the day too. There's a young bloke in your team by the name of Corey Oates. He scored 8 tries in 11 games against Manly. Why is it always against Manly?
Well, I don't know, but he's been in good touch with us this year, Corey Oates. He's found like a rich vein of form, and he's been scoring tries. He's a big, tall unit, so he's good under the high ball and the cross-field kicks, and he's also quite a powerful athlete. So, he's really found his rhythm, his mojo, and I hope he's picked up a couple on the weekend because he's in great touch, and it's good to see him playing. He's put a lot of work in through the off-season, getting his body right. So he's 6'2" or 6'3", so it's a big frame. Perfect for your game, actually, down there, over in Perth. But he's, he's quite an athlete, and we're looking forward to hopefully putting on a couple more tries for us this weekend against Manly.
Now, Kevy, I know it's the 2 points you're chasing tomorrow night against the Sea Eagles, but what about State of Origin? We know Game 2 coming to WA. You coach Queensland in the game that, unfortunately, your boys lost at Optus Stadium. Given the fact that I spent some time, I've got family in Queensland, Mount Gravatt, I went to school there for a bit. Are we any chance against the Blues this year? Because last year was a bit grim at times.
Yeah. No, we certainly are. We certainly are from a Queensland point of view. And the Perth game, it'll be a great experience for those boys. That's a magnificent stadium you guys, have got there. Unfortunately, when I was coaching the Maroons, we didn't sort of fare too well over in Perth. But this is a different lineup here that the Maroons have got. They've got good depth. And in the key positions in our game, which is the hooker, the two halves and the fullback, the Queensland contingent are probably as good as anyone in the NRL. Cameron Munster is one of the best players in the NRL. He'll, of course, be playing for Queensland. And Harry Grant's a young hooker coming through, so he'll be great for Queensland as well. And then you've got DCE, the old master, and Kalen Ponga. So our key players are in good touch, and they're in ready to go and ready to rip the guts out of New South Wales down in Perth.
Kev, thank you very much for having a chat to us tonight, mate. Take care.
Good on you, boys. Love being on the show. Thanks for having us on.
Good on you. Kevy Walters there, Brizzy Broncos coach. And Manly, just for a stat for your skeet, all 5 of their wins this season have been against the bottom 5 teams after round 9. And the past 8 games at this venue have all been decided by double-digit margins, 5 of them by 24 points or more. Is it going to be the Broncos, you think?
Oh, look, they're a lot better defensively, as Kevy said. The game that I'm really looking forward to in Magic Round, the two premiership favourites, Melbourne Storm versus the defending champions, the Penrith Panthers. That's on Saturday night. So really good for rugby league, and can't wait in a month or two from now we're going to see State of Origin Rugby League back in WA, huge crowd, and may they continue to bring that fantastic spectacle back to the West.
Big doubleheader starting tomorrow night. Now, thanks to Repco, from navigating open roads to wrangling uncharted tracks, for 100 years, Repco's been driven by passion. We will clear a commitment, come back, and get inside our West Coast fever next. Stacey Francis-Bayman will join us back soon.